Jeff, thanks for joining us to talk about the top stories you all are following in the area. Let's start off with the New Mexico cap entity agreeing that the group will go into, quote, hibernation. Can you tell us about what's the latest with the group?
That's right. After 6 years of trying to plan and construct a diversion or a series of diversions on the Gila and San Francisco rivers, using federal water settlement dollars, the New Mexico CAP entity has put their project to bed for the time being. And at the last meeting they held, sort of as a state-funded organization last week, the members agreed that they would meet again in January to stay together as an organization, elect officers, that sort of thing. Meanwhile, they've just begun sort of archiving all their documents. They've got a final report on the project, which they hope will provide a roadmap for any future development of this settlement water. And meanwhile, the Water Trust Board that was tasked with the advisory role the CAP entity used to have, over $80 million in water settlement dollars that can be spent in southwestern New Mexico, has a new member. The Water Trust Board is welcoming local Council of Governments Director Priscilla Lucero, and she's one of those figures that works behind the scenes on just about every sort of infrastructure project you can imagine in the area here, and is also just very uncontroversial. She's very well respected by everybody. This appointment pleased the members of the New Mexico CAP entity, as well as opponents to that project.
Okay, thanks for that update. Now, many may know Lucero from the community, but also as the executive director of the Southwest New Mexico Council of Governments. What are people saying in the community now that they have a representative on the Water Trust Board?
Billy Billings, a Grant County rancher, he's a Grant County commissioner, and he was also most recent chair of the New Mexico CAP entity. He sort of put it like, this is a great thing for southwestern New Mexico. It's a representation on the board, but it's also a great thing for the state. As he put it, she's not a bureaucrat. She's just someone who gets results.
Okay, well, we'll obviously stay updated with this issue and story as it concerns many in the area. I want to move on, though, and talk about the New Mexico Attorney General's office opting to prosecute several high-profile criminal cases in Grant County. What can you tell us about the cases that the Attorney General's office is going to take up?
Grant County is in the 6th Judicial District here and has a new district attorney, Michael Renteria. He took office in January, and Francesca Estevez, the former DA, was just several weeks ago arrested and charged with aggravated DWI. For obvious reasons, there's potential conflicts of interest. It's just a sort of a complicated thing to prosecute. So Renteria's office asked the New Mexico Attorney General to take that case over. They did agree, and they will be refiling charges that were dismissed in magistrate court last week. They'll be refiling those charges in district court, according to the Attorney General's office. Another case that the Attorney General is taking on has to do with the shooting of Daniel Murillo. This happened last November. Murillo was a young man who got tangled up with a domestic dispute, it appears, between another man, Cody McDonald, and his ex-girlfriend. McDonald is charged in the shooting, and he was released in December on an unsecured bond with, he had a GPS monitor and such, but Murillo's family was just outraged by this and appealed repeatedly to get him put in jail, pretrial detention, and they didn't exactly succeed in that, but in January, McDonald was charged with another count in this case, possessing a stolen firearm. Police went to go serve a warrant on that where McDonald was staying, and they did take him into custody at that point. The Attorney General has agreed to take this case on, probably mostly because Murillo's aunt works in the 6th Judicial District Attorney's office here in Grant County.
Okay, Jeff, thanks for the update this week. We'll talk to you next week on the Silver City Report.
Thanks, Anthony.